Every Thursday, we read from your letters, many of which this week dealt with our report on educating children with Asperger's syndrome, a form of autism. Joel Abrahams, a Ph.D. in clinical neuropsychology, wrote from New Orleans in praise of the report. The importance of early and correct diagnosis of these conditions cannot be stressed enough, he says. Parents should be encouraged to seek out the programs that assess and treat these complex developmental neuropsychiatric disorders. Ellen Caffrey, also a professional in the field, felt the report focused too much on Asperger kids who are high-functioning. I do not wish to minimize the problems families of children with Asperger's experience, she writes. However, they seem to pale in comparison to the trials of families with children with severe autism. Autism is not glamorous, and it is in no way about not getting along in school. It is about having to decide whether you can keep your own child in your house, in your own family. Nancy Reese in Hamilton, New York, didn't like our interview with the authors of The Russians Emerge, a coffee table book of photos and text about modern-day Russians. Reese says she spent 5 months in Russia last year and has been to the country repeatedly over the past 18 years. Are the authors joking when they invoke the Russian soul and swoon over the gorgeous new European feel of Moscow? People live on homegrown potatoes and guard their garden plots against desperate potato thieves. This is a level of poverty unheard of since the 1940s. William Summerwork was one of many listeners who wrote to correct our book review, which credited author Ian Watson with providing the inspiration for the movie AI. He says the story on which AI was based, Super Toys Last All Summer Long, is by Brian Aldiss. Ryan Donahue of Syracuse, New York, sends an irony alert about Bob Garfield's report on the overuse of the same pundits by newspeople. He writes, I can't believe he did a story on repetitive Rolodex reporting and used Bob Thompson of Syracuse University as a source. Thompson is the most overquoted media expert ever. As evidence, Mr. Donahue sent us a long list of journals in which Thompson was quoted over the course of 1 week, including the Minneapolis Star Tribune, commenting on Jesse Ventura, Essence, commenting on negative media images, and Insight on the News, commenting on himself. And our interview about a Chinese newspaper's reprinting as news, a story from the satirical website The Onion, prompted Sarah Malloy of Fayetteville, Arkansas, to mention she'd noticed a similar error much closer to home. Astonishingly, the tidbits column of the food section of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette presented as fact an item that appeared in The Onion. The article says, updating the dietary guide to reflect current U.S. eating habits, the Department of Agriculture announced that it has added a fixins group to the USDA food pyramid. The piece is attributed simply to Arkansas Democrat Gazette Wire Services. We welcome your letters and comments on our program. You can reach us via email at atc@npr.org. Please, when you do write us, say where you're writing from and how you pronounce your name.